2 days after a fishing vessel went missing in the Bering Sea. U.S. Coast Guard officials say there's been no sign of the ship or the six people on board since searchers found its emergency beacon on Saturday afternoon. The fishing vessel destination sent a distress signal Saturday morning, 2 miles northwest of St. George Island. The Coast Guard launched an air search for the 98-foot crabber, which is based in Sandpoint and Seattle. A man named David Wilson and his brother have owned the boat for more than 30 years.
They are a long-time Alaska fishing family with deep roots in the Sandpoint community.
Michael Barcott is a maritime attorney representing the destination's owners. He says the vessel was on its way to fish for Opelio snow crab when it activated its electronic position indicating radio beacon or EPIRB.
It had left Sandpoint, called in Dutch to pick up some bait, and it was on its way to St. Paul Island. The EPIRB went off at 6:11 in the morning, Saturday morning, and it appears that it was somewhere between 2 and 4 miles off St. George Island at the time.
The Coast Guard has not released any theories as to what may have happened to the destination. Barcott says the owners don't know either.
We know this. This was a really good and experienced crew. The captain and the crew were professionals. This captain had been on this boat for a long time. The boat was in good condition. And it is an absolute mystery what happened.
Coast Guard Petty Officer Lauren Stenson says searchers found the boat's emergency beacon at sea Saturday afternoon among a debris field containing buoys, a life ring, and an oil sheen. Stenson says it's unclear how long the Coast Guard will continue looking. She says the Coast Guard cutter Morgenthau is still searching, along with an HC-130 air crew. Meanwhile, St. George residents are watching the shoreline for signs of the vessel or its six missing crew members.